Welcome to episode 26 of Practical Defense, Home Invaders. Welcome back to another episode of Practical Defense. I'm your host, Alex Addicks. In this episode, we're going to cover a type of home invasion. This topic was suggested by one of our listeners, Etienne Wettingfeld from the Netherlands. It turns out that crime is pretty universal, and some of the same techniques used to get into people's homes here in the United States, and I have police reports from my neighborhood here in Los Angeles, they're nearly identical to those used in the Netherlands. And what it comes down to is social engineering. But before we start, there's some new news on the survey front. Wizard Media has added a promotional giveaway to those that have completed the survey. So in order to qualify, you need to complete the survey from the link on my site at alexhaddicks.com/podcast to the best of their ability regarding the show. There's a big red button at the top of the page that'll take you to the survey. On the survey itself, there will be a place where you can input your email address to participate in the drawing. Now, previous completions won't count towards the giveaway, so if you filled it out before, you're going to need to fill it out again. There'll be one grand prize of a 16-gig iPod Touch, and there'll be other prizes like t-shirts and other Wizard Media swag. You can find details on the giveaway and the contest rules at wizard.tv/giveaway. Now, Wizard is spelled W-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. It's spelled with two Z's. The contest is live now and need to be completed by August 30th. Wizard will announce the winner by September 15th. And good news to folks living outside the U.S., the giveaway is open to entrants anywhere on planet Earth. And again, you need to go and fill out the survey on this podcast on my site at alexhaddicks.com/podcast and just click the big red button at the top of the page and that will take you to the form. Now, just to be clear, the giveaway, the calculations, and all the prizes are handled by Wizard Media. I don't have any control over it, but I really do appreciate you completing the form. Okay, on to the main topic. A little while back, Etienne sent me an email with a suggestion about covering criminal behavior that goes on in his hometown in the Netherlands. He writes, "It's regarding people collecting for charity. I don't know if they do this in the US, but in the Netherlands, it's very common for people collecting money to go from door to door. They ring your doorbell, and explain their charity and ask for a donation. Apart from the danger of them being fakes and walking off with your money, there is also another danger. Most people who are at home don't carry any money, and when they want to donate money, they have to go in the house and get their wallet. Most people, at least over here, store their keys in a small key locker near the front door. While you're getting your wallet, the collector, in quotes, can easily grab your house or car keys and even get someone else to sneak into your house. Here in the Netherlands, they can be all shapes and sizes. They can be single men or small groups of women. Even children are forced to do these things. I also read some stories about kids stealing a collector's box and doing a round. Mine was stolen too many years ago. Over here, charity collectors have to carry an identification. It doesn't need to be visible, but they have to show it when asked. The elderly are mainly victims over here for people who are after their banking cards. They often claim to be working for the bank, some problem, blah, blah, borrow a card, give up the PIN, and they're off. Elderly are often hit by pairs of people, one distractor, and then one going after the loot. Here in the U.S., the elderly are also primary targets for those types of crimes. And here's an example of one such report from my local police department. It reads, "Suspect approached the elderly victim and advised her that he was doing construction on her street and accidentally turned off the water for the entire block. He needed to go inside her house and verify if she had water. She let him inside when a second suspect approached and was confronted by the back neighbor, who asked him what he was doing there. Both suspects fled without removing property. The most common method is to approach the home of an elderly victim during the day, when most people are at work. The criminals pose as repairmen for the phone company, cable TV, power company, city plumbers, basically anything that will convince the homeowner to let them in without a fuss. And they usually work in pairs. One person will distract the homeowner while the other disappears around a corner and takes anything that can be grabbed easily. They will quickly search drawers and cabinets for watches, purses, wallets, jewelry, cash, garage door opener, and keys. Especially keys, like keys to the car or the home itself, so they can come back later and take even more stuff. So here's some things you can do. When someone comes up to the door and claims to be a repair person, look for the repair truck parked in front of your home. You know, companies want advertising, so they paint the sides of the trucks with big logos that are seen from a distance. If you don't see a truck that you think should be associated with this person, don't let them in. Ask for a business card. Ask for some sort of identification. You know, find out who this person is. A criminal won't want to be identified. An employee won't mind. Ask for paperwork. You know, do you want to see a service order of some sort? The core thing is to challenge them in some way. Criminals are looking for an easy score. As soon as you appear to be a hard target, they're more likely to move on to an easier victim and just leave you alone. And one of the best things you can do is just not open the front door in the first place. And we discussed this during our series on home security. Talk through the door. Use windows or a peephole to determine who this person is. And when you challenge them, what sort of response do they give you? In the United States, you do not have to let this person into your home. Only the police with a lawful search warrant issued by a judge or when they have significant probable cause can enter your home without your permission. Even if you rent, the homeowners must give you 24 hours notice before they can enter your home. You even have to sign a release to let them onto your property without notice in the event of emergency. In the United States, you can even make the president sit on your cold doorstep if you wanted to. Now, service companies have the right to access their meters, you know, for the power and water and things like that. But those are always on the outside of the building, and they're there for a reason. They're never on the inside. You know, the cable company or the satellite TV companies, they do not have the right to come into your home and check the boxes sitting next to your TV. So why does this type of criminal activity work? Why do sensible people let complete strangers into their homes without warning or notice? And it comes down to social engineering. We are taught from a very young age to respect those in authority and obey their commands without question. It's how our society works, and one of the reasons we can have 20 million people living closely together without everyone snapping and killing each other. Those are just the rules of society. Criminals are aware of this conditioning and use it against us. They pose as those in authority, and we want to be nice and we don't want to cause trouble, so we comply with them and their requests and literally invite the wolf into the henhouse. Now please, don't get me wrong. I am not suggesting that you run out and join an anarchist club or refuse lawful commands from a uniformed police officer. What I'm suggesting is that you do the same thing that the police do. Trust, but verify. For example, so you're from the power company, and you need to come inside my home and check my light switches to make sure that they're all in the up position? Fantastic, not a problem. Just show me some identification and work order, you can come right in. Oh, it's in your truck parked around the corner where I can't see it? Okay, not a problem. I'll just wait right here while you go get it. You can still be polite and be courteous and comply with the request. Just check them out first. Trust, but verify. So, in summary, first, do not open the door. You talk through your front door. Don't expose yourself if you don't have to. And next, you want to identify who this person is. You should be able to see him or her clearly. And if not, you should have some warning bells going off. Demand to see a work order. Demand to see some sort of identification, like an employee badge, a driver's license, or a business card. Look for a truck or other official-looking vehicle with appropriate logos and brand names on it. And remember that service workers do not have a legal right to enter your home. If they need to check the meters, show them the outside of your home and where the meters are. There are no meters on the inside. These types of criminals usually work in pairs, and it can be two men, a man and a woman, or even children. You are within your legal rights to challenge them. Be polite, but firm and direct. And always trust, but verify. I'd also like to apologize to those who have written in recently. I've been really busy, and I've fallen behind in answering my emails. I make a sincere effort to respond to everyone within a day or so, but recently it's taken me about 2 weeks to get back to people. So again, I apologize for the delays, and I appreciate your patience. So that does it for this episode of Practical Defense, with a special thanks to Etienne Wettingfeld for suggesting this week's topic. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write in to podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.